You believers in here should be pretty dong mad. Because that's nothing but an enemy coming in to attack your brother or sister. And you better put value on the people sitting next to you. Because some people are going to be praying for you when you didn't know they cared about you. What the enemy tried to cause all kind of dissension and division, God's saying, I'm the God of order. I'm the God of completeness. I'm the God that brings unity back into the body of Christ. We must learn to lean on one another, but we also need to learn how to pick up a sword and fight against a spiritual thing that is coming against your brother and sister. And don't be looking for the pastor to do it. Don't be looking for the altar team to do it. Don't be looking for the next prophet to come to town. And I appreciate it tonight. And I appreciate it tonight. Trying to just get to, you know, formalities. But as long as we just pray and believe, that's all. Then we can begin to take authority back and start walking in the power that he's already given us. And that's in every service. That's not just, oh, we didn't feel the Spirit of God move, so there ain't no power. That's a lie of the devil. The power is in you all the time, just waiting for you to activate it. That's it. And when you activate it, you ain't got to wait for somebody to say, oh, I receive it. Just give it. Yes. Since freely you receive, freely give. Amen. Y'all should be walking through the mall, just walking next to somebody. Shabba, shabba. Yes. Scooby-Doo. Shabba, 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 shabba. Hey. I have given you intellect and I have given you wisdom. Do not fret. Do not be dismayed. For I already worked things out for you. And I already have an institution in place for you that will put things together for you. And watch, as all you have to do is just sign on the dotted line. And they will begin to put things in perspective on what you need. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say it with me now like you mean it. Hallelujah. Yah. I said yah. I didn't hear you, girl. Yah. I didn't hear you. Yah. I didn't hear you. Say it. Yah. Yah. That means that God is in that very thing that you think that he has left, that you think that he has forgotten. He's in that very place. Yahweh is in your place and in your space. He has not forgotten, and he shall bring to pass what the Lord has spoken to you and what he has shown you in your dreams. I see as you're getting up out. I'm just going to tell you like this. Spend more time in the chamber, says the Spirit of God. Spend more time there. Because as you're pressing, you're keeping him safe. And you're keeping her focused. Get in the chamber, says the Spirit of God. You might want to put your pillow and your blanket and don't leave there. Sleep there for 3 days straight. Something is about to be demonstrated on your behalf. If that had been your word, if that had been your word. Look, I'm just trying to give you announcements.
No.
And then the Lord wants to just minister to some people. I just see, I was going to go to another place tonight, and I have my daughter was going to minister tonight. She is. Just hold up now, hold up. But I wasn't going to be here. I was going to leave. I said, you know what? I better not go in my car. I better have my wife just drop me off. And when she drops me off, I know I can't leave. I'm going to stay put. God, you're up to something. I don't know what it is. Pastor, you're going to go networking. You're going to get with other pastors. You're going to... And the Lord said... I know when God wants to move, but even my intellect will get in the way. I need to go and do this. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. And God said, really? I ain't speaking until you shut up and listen. He is up to something. We can't miss this. Oh, we can't miss it. We cannot miss it. You may not know how to get into the very thing that he's doing, but just get around. Listen, just get around the fire. Just get around the fire. You'll get the effect of the flame. Just get around the fire enough, and then the flame will jump on you. But if you stay away from the fire, the flame can't touch you. But if you get close to the fire, then all of a sudden it igniting you what he's put inside of you that has been dormant for so long. Something is igniting in here. Something is igniting. He's not going to speak to us and tell us that the works of the flesh are stopping our blessing, but not revealed that the working of the Spirit, what it'll do. His purpose is to activate people, to have them move in the very thing that he's already equipped us to do. But the enemy wants to come in and start kind of putting all kind of lies and distractions and things going on in our life. That's not God. That very thing that is standing before you is God. To get you so frustrated, so mad, and so irritated that you stand and fight. We have a bunch of Christians that don't know how to use the armor. Because they're so used to the Lord fight my battles. The Lord fight for me. How's that been working for you the past 3 years? You've been beaten up by the devil. How about picking up the sword? Huh? How about picking up the sword and say, you know what, devil? This is what the word of the Lord says. And this is what I stand on. I don't stand on what you're giving facts about. I'll give you the truth that trumps the facts. Even though the doctor says this, my heavenly physician says this. And this reminds me of the that he's already done. Because I have taken the stripes upon my back, and I have done away with everything that the devil has even tried to bring up into your life. Here is truth that trumps the facts. Walking around with a bunch of armor that's been, hasn't been used, has cobwebs on it. Actually, it's been tarnished by all kinds of stuff because it's been laying out there for the elements to affect it. Gotten lazy. Gotten lazy. We don't want to pray no more. We don't even want to be active. Actively pursuing what God has already told us to do. I say, you understand something. My intention, God's intention, is his final decision. He's not unstable. He's not double-minded. One day he tells you this, next day he tells you that, and goes back on his word. That ain't God, that's you. Understand something, that God wants us to fulfill everything that he's given us. Everything. So don't you think the devil's going to put something in your path? Huh? You know he's going to put something there, right? It's going to look good, too. It's going to smell good. gonna walk nice and talk the talk. But once you get past that smoke screen, begin to see what it's really about. Then you can begin to see the prize beyond that very thing that the enemy has sent to kind of distort your vision. We have got to embrace the thing that God is doing in our life. Let's pick up our shield. We're going to take some blows, but the shield of faith takes it. But the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, will penetrate into the darkest places. And it'll separate and divide. Hey, cararabose. The very thing that's been so comfortable in your life. Well, what you say? Pastor, just get to the announcements. Can we just pick up our full armor? You know, I hear a lot of people say, I put on the full armor of God when I get up. Why you take it off? You should keep it on when you sleep. Many of y'all getting attacked in your sleep. How many of y'all having bad dreams? Raise your hand. Come on, come on. Be real. Be honest with yourself. You're having these bad dreams and you can't even get understanding and clarification, can you? Getting you all confused, kind of contradicting everything that the Lord has already previously shown you. The devil gets in that playground and starts messing with you. But we wake up and just go make the pot of coffee. We don't even take time to say, hey, Jesus, thank you. Look at the dogs, the cat, and they what? Sometimes we just got to get to that point. Let little sheep alone. Leave little thee alone. Put more time to God. Definitely the bird. What the bird going to do? Just copy and mimic everything you're doing. Sometimes we got birds in our life that mimic and copy and say things that you think is God. It's a bird. And it ain't no plane. And it ain't no Superman either. It's a spirit. See, some of y'all need to understand something. Spiritual warfare is eternal. Just because you bind it once. Oh, I got victory. I ain't seen that one no more. No, they fight eternally. Eternally. Just because you dealt with them once, don't think you ain't going to see them again. They're going to come back. They're going to come back disguised. And they want to show you, you know what? I'm back. Can you recognize that they're back? Because it's in a different form now. Huh? Can you recognize? That's what we got to do is recognize. But once you see it, don't think that you can't beat it. You got to understand that you can beat it. How many of you feel like, I'm tired. I'm just tired. And you go to bed early, can't sleep throughout the night, you get up, and the next day, I'm just tired. How many going through that right now? Look, that's the body of Christ. Look at that. Isn't that crazy? So let's back up. Let's just back up a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's see what we were watching before we went to bed. What? What kind of music were you listening to before you went to bed? What kind of arguments did you have with your significant other or your children before you went to bed and didn't make it right before you went to bed? Then wondering why you're turmoil, you're fighting your happen. We always fighting and our spirit is not at rest. That's one of the vices of the enemy to get you so busy in your mind. See, when I touched your head, I felt the enemy in there getting you all messed up. Girl, just stay. Lift up your head. Square your shoulders. Say, God is for me, and greater is he that is for me than he that is in the world? Impartation you will feel and you will understand. God has given you the sensitivity and he's given you the eyes and the ears to hear and see prophetically. But by the Spirit of the living God, you're going to experience the very thing that he showed you, the pierced hands, the pierced feet, and the flowing of the blood out of those wounds. For you have got a spirit of discernment for what the body is going through. But you first need to understand that it's not you, it's the body. I pray that the mind of Christ be in you. And that every distracting spirit that tries to come to you, that you recognize it. Beloved, your heart is crying out for your mama. You're afraid for her at night. You can't sleep through the night because you're afraid something is going to come in. And I'm here to tell you that that lion spirit will not enter into that dwelling place. That lion spirit will not even infiltrate into her heart. And I'm here to serve notice to the one that doesn't put value to her. That he will see who she is. Because you and your sisters are tired of seeing her cry. You're going to see victory, son. You're going to see victory. You're going to see victory. Hallelujah. If he can't value you, cut it off. Cut it off. Quit playing games. You're worth so much more. There's a man that will raise up and say, I will take care of you. I will do what God has said for me to do for you. But if he don't value you, God said, I will remove him and I will bring another. Don't be afraid to tell him how deep I is. You deserve greater and the best. And the best. Your children deserve everything that they desire. I see someone has a spiral that has written that their bedroom set should be like this, their comforter set should be like this, and there's a certain pair of shoes that they want to have. God says, I've been watching everything that they've been desiring. Your season isn't over. Your season has only just begun. Play? I want to hear something. We're going to get to it, Katrina. We're going to get to it. See something stirring. Something is just stirring, darling. That Sir Richard, has an understanding of your love for God. To the point there's a jealousy. Not a bad one. I just wish I had how you have, God. Let the intimacy for God begin to flow into the atmosphere of your home. There is going to be such an encounter with him that when he goes, and I see him going towards the back door, and to the right, there's a table that he turns to go and sit down in the morning. And right there's where God's going to be waiting for him. and there will be a special touch for him. And he's going to tell you, I feel what you feel. Amen. Amen. Woo! Woo! Come on, isn't God good? Isn't God good? Now play me something. Play me something. Found a place for you. Let your heart not be weary, but know that I have a place for you. There's a phone call that is going to come, Johnny. And you're going to get back into the thing that you're passionate about. You didn't miss it. You didn't miss it. It was only a taste of what really is coming. Your heart is pure, man. But God wants to get in there and take that root that is deep down within so you can receive the happiness that you need, man. I'll say it this way. We're going to be sweating. We're going to be all greasy and we're going to be all dirty. But you're going to be having fun. Because there's where your passion is. God hasn't forgotten you. He's remembered everything that you desired and everything that you promised. He says, if you keep your heart that way for me, he said, I didn't need you to be perfect. I'm perfect for you, says God. I want to do it because you're a giving person. A giving person. And the Bible says this is a principle that we cannot negate. He gives seed to the sower. And you will give the shirt off your back. Watch as things are turning around already for you. Concerning the very thing that I will be careful in how I say this. Concerning the very thing that has had you so upset. But God is turning that around. And watch as I already have a place for you. And I've already worked out the other for you as well. Joe Hinojosa, you're getting ready to transfer stores. You're going to transfer into a new location, and the manager that is there is going to get you to the place where you need to be. And in this place, in this interim, there's going to be a contractor that is going to walk in and see your potential, and that's where the transitions will begin. But you're moving stores. There's a transfer coming in. Amen. Can I share with you just real quick what the Lord dropped in my spirit in worship? And then I'm going to turn this over to Miss Katrina. Miss Katrina's going to just speak just a little bit and we're going to be done. I want her to speak what's on her heart. If you have your Bibles, turn real quick to Amos 9, please. Amos 9, 9. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That sound, I hear that sound. When you get there, it's like a my wow. If you can keep that one going, that's the sound that God will flow through you. That's that one sound. I hear it every time. I'm like, oh, stay there. And then you go to the next room. But it's there. It's there. The spout is dripping. But God's getting ready to turn. He's going to turn the knob. And it's about to be released to you. You feel empty. Go before him. Sit there with your mouth open. And he's about to pour into you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amos 9 verse 9. Are you there? Amos 9:9 out of the NIV version. I'm going to read this and then we're going to get going to what God has. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amos 9:9 out of the NIV reads in this wise. For I will give the command and I will shake the people of Israel among all the nations as grain is shaken in a sieve. And not a pebble will reach the ground. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword. All those who say disaster will not overtake or meet us, Israel's restoration. Listen here, listen here. Amos is writing to a people that think there's a false sense of security. And here's what the Lord says in verse 11, which is a paradigm shift. In that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins, and I will rebuild it as it used to be. So they that may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that bear my name, declares the Lord, who will do these things. Verse 13, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will overtaken by the plowman and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills, and I will bring my people Israel back from exile. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord. That is a declaration that God is speaking to the people. He's saying that the walls will be rebuilt. So he knows that the walls have already crumbled. There's already been a breach. Are you hearing this? Has the enemy breached your walls because of some things that have been going on? God is saying, I'm going to rebuild these walls. Amen. And I'm going to bring my people back. Hallelujah. Those that have been scattered, those that have been put someplace else, I'm bringing them back. But they're not coming back and not having a harvest. Matter of fact, they're coming back that when they begin to start plowing, they're going to turn around and see a harvest. When they begin to put the seed in the ground, the harvest will already be there. And then they're going to see, watch this, that the hills are going to release the grapes. The wine is going to come down from every side. I hope you hear this by a prophetic word of God, that God is bringing the people back that the enemy has scattered, and he's going to rebuild the city, and he's going to bring the city the wealth that it deserves. Woo. Come on now. Somebody get happy with me. Somebody get happy with me. I know that when I get a word from God, he's speaking to me and he's speaking to the people that will receive it. I don't know about you, but my finances got to scattering real quick. And I said, bring them back, bring them back. Bring it back, God, bring it back. Take me out of the red. Take me out of the red. Put me in surplus. Get me out the negative. Get me out of that place of a desolate place. Bring me into a place that when I come back, even though the city walls may be down, God is my strong tower. He is my fortified walls. He is the one that if I run to, he will bring me shelter. So when I come up under the shelter of his mighty wings, then I know that nothing can come near unto me. I know that when I get into that place of security in him, I can just look up into the hills. God is bringing something back to the people of God. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Some of y'all think, oh, it's a new year. It's a new me. It's a new God. New covenant is about to be displayed. Shoot. You've been working off of the old. God says, yo, you better step into my new. Step into my new. You trying to get back into that old size 33. No. Maybe I want to get you something fresh and new. Yeah. Tailor-made. Hallelujah. Not off the rack, but tailor-made. Fitted, fashioned, and formed just for you. Quit buying things off of the rack. Hey, don't get mad at me. I'm prophesying to myself. I'm going to buy no suits off of there. I'm going to go have them tailor-made. Yeah. I'm going to have shirts tailor-made. My pants are going to fit. My belts are going to match my shoes. Don't let me get silly now. Don't let me start talking about the chonies matching the socks now. Don't let me start talking about the undergarments. And let me take a scripture, because the high priest had undergarments so they can be clothed in the righteousness, so that when those came around, they would never be exposed. Come on. Y'all think it's fruit of the loom. This is the fruitfulness of God. You know why? He spoke of the undergarment. Y'all are silly. Pastor, I can't. I got an image. Watch this. He did that to the high priest. So when they went up to be in the presence of the Lord, that those that were passing by, when they would look up, he would always be covered. A representation that when you go up, people have a tendency to glance up. And God will even cover your nakedness. They don't want to hear this, Joe. They think I'm prophesying for the loom. Sure. You know you want to go to Victoria's Secrets and have everything matching. Yeah. Oh, now I get the woman like, yeah, Pastor. Talk that now. I'm just trying to tell you what the word of the Lord says right here. I will plant Israel in their own land and never again to be uprooted. Amen. Amen. Shoo. Miss Katrina, they don't want to hear this. Maybe it's just for me. All I know is I'm moving. I'm moving somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm moving. Not just my spiritual house, but my own house. Getting out. I'm going to go somewhere. And when I get there, I'll let you know where I'm at. I'll be at that place called there. Because I'm no longer here. I'm there. How about you? Huh? How about you? We're going to get it. I know it. I feel it. My God. All right, Miss Katrina, it is 8:20. We're going to get done at 9:00. I'll get you all these little announcements, if you will. We'll get to it, maybe. I know we have kids that are going to go to the back. We have a little video you can watch back there, the little, you know, things. Miss Carla's going to go back there, and Michael's going to take you guys back. Let's get the kids back there. Promise you we'll be real done real quick in a hurry, right? No, we won't. We'll be done here about 11 o'clock. You guys just bring your pillows and your blanket, and we'll have a big old slumber party. Amen?
Amen. 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 We're going somewhere, y'all. Y'all ready to go somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going somewhere. And with that being said, how many of y'all know that we still have some blessing blockers that will keep us from going where we need to go? Y'all remember the blessing blockers that we talked about in the last few weeks? Let's interact. What's one of the blessing blockers? What was the first blessing blocker? Anger, jealousy. What did you say? Dissension. envy. All right, very good. So y'all was paying attention. That's very good. Because you need those. Those are tools. And we need to make sure that those things that we already went over, that we rid ourselves from that so that we can go where God is trying to take us without that being a blocker. So tonight I'm going to talk to you guys about the third blocker was holding on to the past. How many of us still hold on to stuff? Very good. Look, he's accepting it. But that's good, though, because a lot of times we hold on, but then we don't even accept it or we don't even acknowledge that we're holding on. It could be a relationship, and that person comes into our presence or whatever. You kind of start feeling a certain kind of way because you're still holding on. Some unforgiveness, some disappointment, some letdown, some rejection or whatever. But in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So anything that we need to pass on or needs to be rid of, we shouldn't even hold it on. And we can look at that scripture as a reference that, okay, we're going to get rid of this. You know what I mean? I'm a new creature in Christ, so all that, I'm going to leave it alone. Because in order for us to make change, or in order for us to accept change in 2015, we have to leave some baggage in 2014. One of the other scriptures that the Lord was giving me, 1 John 2:17, when we talk about holding on the past, that's what I meant, not hold on past things away, but holding on things from the past. We can look at 1 John 2:17, and the topic of that scripture was love the world. And he said, and the world passeth away, and the lust of thereof, but he that doeth his will of God abideth forever. So if we still keep holding on to stuff, we can't even do what our Father wants us to do, because we're still carrying some unnecessary baggage. So we need to, just like he just said, we're going somewhere. In order for us to get to where God is wanting us to be, tonight we want to just leave some stuff here. We're gonna leave everything that, you know, and you might not even call it out or whatever, but you know deep down inside some things that you hold on. And I can share some things with just even myself. I remember one Sunday, Pastor, this was before a lot of y'all was even here, it was at the end of service, he was saying that forgiveness. He said, I keep sensing forgiveness in the room. Everybody was going to the altar girl, but not me. You know, I know unforgiveness in me, you know. But I began to feel fire burning from the bottom of my feet all the way to the top of my head. And I came to this offer, and by the time I got to this offer, I was bent over, because I'm always saying, Lord, forgive me. I want you to forgive me for the sins I know about, the ones I don't, or if anybody hurt me. You know what I'm saying? But to really acknowledge and understand that I really needed to forgive, didn't even realize the person that I needed to forgive, I was having an encounter with that person on Monday. And because I left it here, God showed up on Monday that I was able to confront that person, apologize to that person, and moved on. It wasn't for them. It was for me. And when we do that, when I say about unloading baggage, when we're able to do that, we don't realize God is trying to take us somewhere, but we got so much stuff that's blocking where he wants us to be. So tonight I just pray that after God, I give you what God has given me, that whatever it is, you don't even have to speak it out. Let's leave it here. Let's leave it here. Saturday or Friday is the 30th of January. Let's go into February experiencing the change and the things that God wants to do with us, because we new creatures. We just be some new creatures this week, okay, in Jesus. Amen. Then when you go on to Ephesians 3:19, it says, and to know the Lord of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all of the fullness of God. So in order for some things to pass away, we have to really, really know God to his fullness. That's the only way he's going to fill us up when we release some things that we just hold on to, you know, that's in our past, you know, just in our past, you know, whether it be your job, whether it be whatever, we just let it go. Your daddy wasn't there when you grew up. Your mama wasn't there when, you know what I'm saying, didn't raise you. Let all that go. You know, God says he knows the plans he has for us. And he said those plans are for us to prosper. So whatever the situation or the circumstances may be, God knows it all. So let's walk forward into where we are today. Okay? Yeah, y'all know me in these glasses. I have on contacts today, so I'm like, okay. Okay, Philippians 4:7, he told me, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So things that have passed away, you know, God will give you a peace, you know, in these situations. And I can tell you over and over and over several different situations that he gave me that peace when I've had to forgive, when I've had to apologize to people, when I've had to make things right when I didn't make them wrong. You know what I mean? But there's a peace that comes over you when you know that you're walking in God's perfect will for your life. And we're going to have to go through some things to get to where he wants us to be. But those are the things so don't let those things be our blessing blockers. Okay? When we want to be blessed by God. Okay, now the fourth thing I want to discuss is fear. In those things that are in our past, then we still, how many of us are fearful of some stuff? Not going to say a thing, but some stuff. I was fearful before to even come up here and talk in front of y'all. You know what I mean? But we have to overcome those fears, because those are things that will block us from where God wants to take us. Okay? Hold on. It says in Proverbs 29, and God showed me a whole bunch of stuff with the fear thing. But in Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whose putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So if we trust God, what we fear? You know, what are we fearing if we trust God? Then he took me to Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Now, we can fear some things that's godly. That's what the scripture is saying to me. But the things that's not of God or whatever, and I put my trust in here, I'm not going to be feared about, say, for instance, a storm. That's an example. Why am I going to fear a storm? I'm going to trust the Lord. We're going to pray over that stuff or whatever. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to give me some sleep. I'm not going to have the fear. And God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of love and a sound mind. So earlier in the blessing blockers, that was one of the things about detoxing our mind. What are we putting our mind on? Because if we allow certain things to come in, it'll have your mind so cluttered and foggy that you will start acknowledging or bringing in this kind of stuff into your mental state. So the other thing, when he was talking about what do we do or when we go into bed or whatever, you got to keep our mind on Christ. Put our mind on the things of Christ so that you don't have fear. You know, you stand up with your shoulders pulled back, your head up or whatever, and keep moving forward, because I trust the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind, you know? And he does bring things to pass. You know, it talks about in Proverbs 1:26, and this is wisdom. It was saying, I will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh. That's what you tell the devil. So, and what? And what? Laugh at it, whatever, and say, I don't fear laughing at him. Because that's what it is. He tries to put those things up, you know, in front of us. But just laugh at that and go on. And then just watch what God does, because he brings us through every time. As long as we trust him. Every time. Every time. I can't say that enough. He brings us through every time. Every time. Every time. And I always say, Lord, I'm so sorry. You know, I tell you, I'm first to apologize. Like, Lord, I'm sorry for worrying about this and worrying about that. I'm sorry, God. You know, you did that last month. You're going to do it this month. So, I mean, what are we worried about? You know what I'm saying? He brings us through. He brings us through every time. You know, every time. Yes, God is good. God is good. He says, I was with you in weakness and in fear, and I am with you in much trembling. That's 1 Corinthians 2 and 3. You know, in Luke he says, a man's heart faileth them for fear. He said, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And that's what he's talking about, like all this stuff when they be talking about on the news. This is what this scripture is talking to me. You know, we look like they say, girl, and where I work, the Christians that sit in my chair, they the first ones to be telling me about, girl, I got to get home because, girl, you know such and such and such, and you know these people out here. I'm like, and you a Christian. I said, girl, why are you even speaking that? That's crazy to me. You know, I've gotten a little bolder with them, you know, now, because I'll just throw a little scripture on them like, don't be speaking that. Who you serving? You know what I'm saying? Who's your God? Are the people your God? They going to keep you from getting to A to B? Or are you trusting in the Lord? You know, you're talking like some foolish person that don't even know that God exists. You know, this is how they talk to me like that all the time. And these are Christians. You know, they can quote scripture all day long. They can tell, I tell them something, they say, girl, Proverbs so-and-so says it, and so-and-so, so, you know, I can tell you about some scripture, but I might not know the book, or whatever, I can tell you what it say. I ain't that deep in it to be whatever, because it's about a relationship with the Lord. But when you're going to be quoting me scripture, and scripture, and scripture, and scripture, and then you're going to open up your mouth with some craziness, sound like a fool to me. You know what I mean? You like, what are you, you know? I'm like, what did your Bible say about that? You know, they just go off left with all of that. But it's crazy. But I know we not like that at this church. Y'all don't know no people like that, just me. Well, sometimes I have to let them have it, you know, because I try not to, you know, I try not to say nothing, but they go on and on. Then I have to just say what it is, say what I need to say. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm opening my mouth. Now I need you to guide my tongue and just allow me to express you, you know, because that ain't what his words say. It didn't say when I get in my car, have fear because it's a storm outside. When I get in my car, have fear because they say the people after 12 o'clock, they out here drinking. You know, he says he puts a hedge of protection around me. These angels are dispatched all encamped about me. That's what you need to be quoting to be telling me. You know, you be quoting the wrong scriptures at the wrong time, you know. And look, if I quote a scripture, they want to tell me what book it's in. You know, that's how deep they are. Oh, girl, yeah, they say that in James 3 and 1. And yeah, they say that in such and such, such. And? And what? You know, like, Lord. Okay, we going to go back to fear. They scared of me? Okay. It says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than greater treasures and trembling therewith. You know, so, you know, if that's what this scripture to me is saying to me, and I hope this may be what y'all interpreting, is that why do we fear some things? If anything, I fear God. You know, I fear God. You know, that's some things that I be wanting to do and some decisions that I want to make. But I'm so scared of God, girl. I be like, girl, guys, all y'all. I be like, If I do it, you know, my natural flesh be wanting to do it for real. Yeah. For real. Yeah. I'm telling y'all the for real truth. But when I think about the consequences, I be, you know, God be giving me like a display. And it's like I could see a title, like it'd be like on a billboard, Katrina did such and such, or I was stuck in the midst of it. You know what I'm saying? And everybody would know, and it'd be like, oh, how disappointing. You know what I mean? That would be, that's the kind of fear that I fear in God. It's different if I was just drinking some little milk and I had just learned that Jesus wept. That's all I knew. I ain't know all this other stuff yet. But because of what I do know, it's like, and that's the type of fear we need to have. All this other, that's not what God wants us to have, you know. That's the fear. That's the fear. And that's the type of, this other fears that I'm talking about, those are the blessing blockers, those type of fears. But the fear him, that won't, well, I guess it could be a blessing blocker. However you would look, the direction, you know, the view of where you're coming from, it could be, you know, your perception of what's taking place. But I fear God. Hold on. I really do fear God. Amen. Yeah. It says, Jeremiah 32:40, say, I will make an everlasting covenant. We talked about that tonight. With them, that I will not turn away from them. I do them good, but I will put my fear in the hearts that they shall not depart from me. You know, and so, and that's what it's saying. It's like, if you do good, like, you know, it's like, that's the part about that. No matter what, when you do fear God at that level, you can trust God. God is going to always be there. He's going to always do what he needs to do, what you need him to do for you. He's going to always provide. He's going to supply. You know, I mean, this is what the scripture is saying to me. And so I am, as we make the change and we into 2015, and this is the year, you just confirmed it tonight of what God has been sharing with me. That's why I pulled my phone out, because I think it was on Friday I put on my thing that this is the year of change and manifestation. And you know, I remember one time I said that God showed me, I saw God's hand in a dream, and he was doing like this, he was raising up his people. And in that dream, now it's like the dream is more and more present to me now, because he's raising up his people and he's putting people in places, Joe. He's putting people in positions, and that the world is going to be able to see, because God is putting us into some places. A manifestation is there. So, you know, I always laugh and I joke whatever comes across this pulpit, but I'm going to be saying tomorrow, I'm going somewhere, I'm moving, I'm, you know what I mean? Because what, you know, and I also put on my thing that whatever we speak, it begins to manifest. So speak those things that's in your spirit that God is showing you, and watch the manifestation of it come to pass. And I mean, come to pass real quickly, real quickly. You know, he talked about reaping and sowing. Oh my goodness. You know, when in biblical, you know, you had to sow, and it took a while. If you sowed a apple seed, took a while for that tree to manifest. You know, sometimes it was a year for the harvest. But the reaping and sowing now, you can reap today and harvest by Friday. I mean, that's the hand of God that he's moving in that way. So as I take my seat, what I want to share with y'all and what I want to leave with you guys is that, go back and review your notes on this topic about the blessing blockers. You know, you might have to go through a little detoxing of our minds and getting rid of some stuff. Get you some detox tea and detox. Detox that mind. Detox the mind. How you detox your mind is get into this word. Get this word in you and let it manifest in you. You know, at night, put on Christian music. Let that mind just be detoxed, detoxed. So when you wake up, you be renewed in your mind and you see that you're a new creature in Him. And because we want to all go and we want to see all of us get to the next level with moving forward. And we want to see the things that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I am sick and tired about sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we want to move forward. There's no longer that we want to have lack. We want abundance. We want to move into the land of abundance. And so in that, God is requiring and giving us some instruction. He's asking us to do some things. So from this day forward, I don't know how Pastor want to close it out or whatever, but I think that we need to leave some stuff here. If this is the end of this, blessing blockers, so we can leave it here and we move forward into where God wants us to be. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Miss Katrina. Blessing blockers. We all have them. Don't think you're so spiritual you ain't got it. We all have them. And they come in different forms, different shapes. Different sizes, but they're there. To a soul detox, and I'm glad you said that, drink that tea. There's a tea that you can get, you know, all those health food stores, HEB. You can do a detox, or you can go ahead and make a special water with some cucumbers in it, and then you can put, you know, a little bit of lemon in there, and then you drink that. But here's the thing about detoxing, you got to release. You got to release and release frequently. Don't look at me like, Pastor, why are you talking about all this stuff? I'm telling you because you got to let some stuff go frequently. But it takes something going in to make what's inside come out. And she said it right. You got to put that word in you. Let it become activated in you. And it begins to drive out inside of you what's there. And your soul begins to be cleansed, detoxed. We got to get that stuff out so that we can embrace what God has for us. Amen? How many of you want to feel the liberty and the freedom in your soul? So you're not stuck in that rut like, I just, You know how we get that way? Okay, look. I want you to eat pasta, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3 days straight. What? What's going to happen? We're going to get what? We're going to get sluggish. You're going to back up. You're going to back up. But you see, if we keep eating the stuff that tastes good at that moment, doesn't mean it's going to benefit you. You're going to have to get rid of some stuff. And if you ain't careful, you'll be in some pain. Now, I'm talking about the spiritual side. Because you keep putting some stuff in you shouldn't be putting in. You know, like those jokers that have been lying about you and, you know, I do mean you're so pretty. You know, I'm going to make you so special. I'm going to give you everything you want. I'm going to take you shopping all the time. And you eat that thing up like, yeah, okay, yeah, what you want? About 2 weeks go by and I say, hey, I thought, what happened? What happened to the notes you used to write me? You don't write me my notes no more? You don't love me no more? Flowers. We used to have a dozen, now we're down to one. What's better than just to give one than a dozen? Yeah, why are you cutting it off the neighbor's rose bush? You see what I mean? We try to cut corners, but we know that people are just kind of feeding you a line. It's enough of the lines. Let's see some action. Let's see some action to it. Do you really love me like you say you love me? Because if you really love me like you say you love me, don't tell me you love me, show me. And for all you folks, and they think, oh, yeah, show me. Now, I ain't talking about it like that. I'm talking about wash the dishes every now and then. Do the laundry every now and then. Unless you like me, Yeah, shrink everything. I don't know. Everything bleeds together. Hey, it says oversized load. I overstuff it. Hey. Yeah, I can wash clothes. Joy, I can wash clothes. How about we just do what we're supposed to do, knowing that needs to get done, just get it done. And that'll show the other person you love. Boy, he got quiet in here, didn't it, Joy? It got quiet. The pastor, yeah, put Katrina back up there. Let Katrina preach, because we're laughing at Katrina. You come on, you start talking about like that, and we need to make sure that when we're displaying our love, we're displaying our love because we really love. I'm going to go down the checklist. Things need to get done. I'm not talking to you. You're getting on me. Don't get mad at me. Just saying. It's checklist. You know, got to get done. No, do it because you want to get it done. So what God is saying is, you know you got to get some stuff out. Do it because you want to get it out. Because you love me. Just get it out. Come to him often enough to say, God, reveal to me what's inside of me that is displeasing to you. And whatever it is, help me to recognize so I can rid it. Get rid of it and let it go. Amen? Isn't that good? You know, God's in the business of delivering people. You know that, right? He'll deliver every Christian of every demon that's in the Christian. And all you theological people are saying, oh, Christians cannot have spirits. They cannot have demons. They're bought by the blood. Yeah, they're bought with the blood. They've got to walk their deliverance out. There's some demons that are gone, and there's other demons you got to dig some stuff up. Oh, there you are. You still there? You've been hiding. I found you. I found you. You're the one that needs to come up out of here because you're the one getting me in trouble all the time. You need to get up on me out of here.
Which one's that one?
We ain't going to talk about that. We got to find him. We know it's there. Get to it. Just get on out of here. So fuera. You tell her to get out. Now, some of us, Mira, you've been here this long. Where you been all my life? We make friends with these things in our soul. That I don't let everybody know you're there. Let's hide it. Let's go across town so nobody finds us. Let's hide in the hole in the wall so nobody sees us. Let's wear the dark clothing in a dark place so nobody can find out that's you. Find yourself in a dark corner. Don't park under the lights of the streets. Go down towards the alley and park. Park so that when they're driving by, they don't see the license plate. What? Do you see that? You see everybody like, oh, dang. Oh, shoot. Pastor, you've been watching us? Yeah. You got cameras on us, don't you? I done been there. I know these things. I ain't going to play on this side of town because people know me. I'm going to play on that side of town. Ain't nobody know me. But you go there long enough, they know you. That's what I say. What do you do? Shit, I'm the pastor of the church. All you did is just broaden your influence all over town. So now you can't play on that side of town no more. God has a way of showing. What you think is hidden, he says, I reveal in public. What you think you're hiding in secret, he says, I reveal in the open. You think you got a secret life somewhere? Ah. Facebook. Instagram. Twitter. God knows how to put things out there so that he can tell you, it's time to get that one thing that you've made your friend for a long time. Let's get it out. Get it out. Because it's going to stop you from getting what God wants to get to you. For all you spiritual halo shining, and it's just there's the angels singing all around you all the time because you're so perfect. Oh. God says, I want to give something that's special to you, but I'm not going to give to you what is rightfully yours until you learn how to steward what I've already given you. Mm-hmm. Let me help some of you. How many of y'all want a big old house? Come on, tell me like for real. Then take care of the little one you're in right now. Keep it clean. And don't do the cleaning like you know how we do. You know how we do. We just get the water from the sink and then just go like that, clean it off, and it's clean. It ain't clean. Or you know, when it's all humid in the restroom because you had a hot shower, you just get the towel and you clean it up and it's clean. That ain't clean. Putting the bleach in inside the toilet, just leaving it there, but ain't going through and scrubbing it, cleaning behind there. That ain't clean. You got to clean it. God's trying to tell you, I'm going to try to show you where you're at. Take care of it and steward it. So when you become a better steward of what I've already given you and you're grateful and thankful for what you already have, then I can bring something that's bigger and better for you that I know that you're not going to ruin. Shoot. Oh, I don't know why I got there, but I got there. Shoot. I'm going to go wash my car tonight at midnight with the flashlight. I got checked too. Like, oh, shoot. You think it's clean, God? It's clean. I know my top don't go down, but I'm going to fix it. Take care of what God has already given you. Amen. If you take care of what God has already given you, God can trust you with bigger and greater. Amen. He says, if you're faithful with the little,
yes,
I'll make you ruler of much. Shoo. Doesn't that sound good?
Yes.
I know I want much. Much. Amen. How many of you want much? See, all those hands are up. Give them two envelopes, Eric. Give them two envelopes. We're transitioning into our tithes and offering. Y'all